On today's Kids Corner, the gang is talking about luck. Do you believe in good luck? How about bad luck? And what do Skink and Liz think?
It's Friday the 13th. Bad luck day for Maury and his team.
You know, I don't think I believe that anymore, Skink.
Hey, don't try to do anything to reverse the curse. You got me? You better keep your nose out of the team's business or else.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz's sister and mom are away for a few days, so Liz and his dad decided to try the local Chinese restaurant for dinner. And, as an added treat, Lucille is joining them.
Oh man, this is hard.
I know, there's so many good things on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, mugu gai pan, that sounds good.
Okay, mugu gai pan sounds like leftovers that even a cow wouldn't eat.
No.
Dad, doesn't this place have hot dogs? I brought my ketchup.
You and your ketchup. Now, how about the broccoli and beef, Liz? You'd like that.
Oh, come on. Why spoil good beef by putting broccoli on it?
Mm.
Would I have to eat the broccoli?
Have whatever you want, Liz. And you too, Lucille.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Lucerta.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the occasion? You didn't tell me.
Well, I thought I'd reward you two for that church school woodworking project you completed.
Oh, yeah, the one with the verse in Joshua?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hung it on our front wall. It looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat.
Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Wonderful.
Grandpa explained that we always have a choice, whether to believe in God or something else.
Yep.
Well, he's right. And I'm lucky to know two kids like you.
Wait a second, Dad. Hmm? Did you say lucky? I thought you said you didn't believe in luck.
Oh, I don't. It's just a figure of speech. I don't believe in luck at all.
The three ordered, and the food arrived, sizzling and scrumptious. But Liz had a bit of trouble with his fried rice.
All right, I'm still hungry.
Yeah, you didn't eat very much, did you?
Well, I tried, but with these chopsticks, I got more on my shirt than I did in my mouth.
That's okay, Liz. Just use your fork.
Oh, come on, Dad. I gotta use chopsticks in a Chinese restaurant.
Mm. Well, I don't want to be mean, but your shirt is full of rice.
I know.
And you have a piece of broccoli on your shoulder.
Ah, get off, get off.
So how was your meal, Mr. Lacerda?
Oh, great. I love sweet and sour pork.
And the tofu in my meal was the best I ever had.
Oh,
yeah, that looked like mystery meat to me.
The waiter, and hey, he's got some fortune cookies.
Oh, cool. Can I have one, Dad?
Sure. Lucille?
Oh, no thanks, Mr. Lacerda. My parents don't approve of fortune cookies. They're full of lucky numbers and phony stuff like that.
I feel the same way. Liz, just leave the fortune there. I'll pay our bill and we'll be on our way.
Oh, sure, Dad. Thanks a lot, Lucille. I just wanted to see what it said.
Yeah, well, curiosity killed the cat, Liz.
Wait, there's a dead cat? Where?
I don't know. I mean that sometimes being too curious can get a person in trouble.
No.
Or in your case, always get you in trouble.
Hey.
Coming, son?
I'll be right there, Dad.
All right.
On the way out, Liz grabbed the paper that was inside his fortune cookie. He had to see what it said.
Before the sun shines, a little rain must fall. Huh.
Liz stuffed the fortune into his pocket and hurried to catch up.
Looks like a storm is brewing.
Yeah, but the paper said it'll be nice tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
What is it, Liz?
Nothing, Dad. My fortune cookie said it would rain today, and tomorrow it would be sunny.
The next day at school, Liz and Lucille were playing softball with their friends during recess.
Hey, Lizarardo, is that you out in right field?
Oh, yeah, and just see if you can get it out here, Skink.
Ha! I'm gonna whack it over your head and you'll be running till next Thursday.
Come on, Skink, just play the game.
Hey, Lucille, mind your own beeswax and don't talk to the batters.
So what's the difference? You talk to your baseball bat.
Yeah, well, haven't you ever heard of knocking on wood for good luck?
Direct you.
What? Oh, you're no umpire. You don't even play baseball, Maury.
Well, I'll admit soccer is my preferred sport right now.
See what I mean?
I know a strike when I see one.
All right.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Here we go.
Direct three. You're out.
Oh. Oh. Lucille, this is all your fault.
Come on, everybody. This is our big inning. We're only down by 10 runs.
Yeah, we can do it.
Hey, Lucerna, you better watch where you put your feet.
What?
Don't you know you're not supposed to step on the foul line?
What are you talking about, Skink?
Yeah, it's true. The pros never step on that line because it's bad luck.
Oh, come on. What? That's just silly.
Really?
Yeah, well, you tell me that after you lose because Lizarardo just stepped on that line.
Actually, Skink, I believe it is far more likely that our team will lose because we're behind.
Hey,
bell's about to ring.
Come on. Uh-huh.
Not because of your belief in a widely held superstition.
Yeah, well, huh? What?
Oh, I am merely reiterating my studies regarding folklore beliefs. For example, some people knock on wood for good luck.
Well, I do that.
Although believing that such an act can change the course of one's life is quite preposterous.
Yeah? Right, well, you know what I say to that?
What?
I hope black cats cross in front of every one of you on the way home, so there.
Oh, hey!
Oh, Skink.
Come on, Cammy. Let's go before he thinks stepping on a crack will break his mother's back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Liz, Lucille, and Cammy walked together on their way home from school. And on the way, Liz began walking rather oddly.
What are you hopping around, Liz?
Yeah. Wait, don't break my concentration. Oh, look what you made me do.
Made
I stepped on one.
What?
Stepped on what?
I gotta get home and see if Mom's okay, quick.
What? Liz, look out where you're going.
What?
There's a big cat.
Oh, no.
Oh, ow, ow.
Cat in front of you.
Oh, no.
Liz,
are you okay?
Step on a crack and break a cookie's back. Hey, who let that black leopard out of the zoo?
That wasn't a leopard. No. It was just an old cat.
Wait, a black cat? Oh,
yeah.
No!
Is your pain transient or localized?
What?
Well, where does it hurt?
Right.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. But that black cat. Oh, I can't believe it.
What?
I gotta get home. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Huh. Lucille, is it just me, or would you agree that Liz appears to be embracing superstitions?
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid so. What do you think about this knock on wood stuff?
I, of course, believe they lack any credible basis in fact or science.
Yeah.
But shouldn't Liz's spiritual beliefs that God is in control counteract these superstitions?
You know what? You're right, Cammy.
Yeah.
Maybe you listen to us more than you let on, huh?
Perhaps. But I put my trust in things I can prove. For example, last night as I was putting my bicycle away, I broke one of the mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And some would say I should have 7 years of bad luck.
I heard that.
But I'm not afraid at all. My scientific analysis tells me there are no such influences.
Well, that's really good to hear.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I don't believe in superstitions is
Where's my backpack?
What?
Oh, I must have left it where Liz fell.
Oh.
Or at school.
Oh, maybe.
I have to go, Lucille.
Okay, bye.
That evening, Lucille decided to talk with Liz about his superstitions. But when she reached his house, Liz and his dad were in the car, ready to head back to the Chinese restaurant. And so, they invited Lucille to come along.
Liz, what's going on? You hated that Chinese food.
I have to go back, Lucille. Huh? I need to know the truth.
What truth? What are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't want to tell you, but I read the fortune in my cookie.
Oh,
well,
Liz.
The fortune was right.
Oh,
it said, before the sun shines, a little rain must fall.
And you call that a fortune?
Well, yesterday it rained and today it's sunny. How do you explain that?
It's called weather, Liz.
Oh, come on.
That's why the forecast changes 3 times a day.
No.
Because the weather changes. Unless, of course, you're in the desert or on a glacier.
You don't understand.
I understand. You're getting all worked up over... Hey. What do you have in your hand? What is that?
No, come on.
Give it to me.
You kids okay back there?
Yeah, Dad, we're fine.
Okay.
Hey, no, Lucille, give me that back. It's mine.
Oh, it's a rabbit's foot. Why are you carrying a rabbit's foot?
I'm holding it for a friend.
Oh, don't you lie to me, Liz.
All right. I heard somebody say they're good luck.
Oh, yeah? Well, it wasn't very good luck for the rabbit now, was it?
Well, maybe he wanted to have only 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
You know, so he could be a yard.
I'm gonna tell your dad.
Oh, come on, Lucille. Mm-hmm. Just wait until after we eat, okay? Oh, man. I'm so hungry I could eat one ton of food. Get it? Come on, one ton. It's a Chinese
sad.
Soup joke.
Sad
get it?
Soup
oh, come on.
Do you want Moo Goo Gai Pan again, Lucille? That's what I'm having.
I think I'm going to try the Kung Fu chicken.
Mm. That's Kung Pao chicken.
What?
Oh, I love the green peppers and zucchini in it.
Oh, peppers and zucchini? Why don't they have Kung Pao pizza?
Just before the food arrived, Liz practiced his eating technique and found that it still needed some work.
Hey, who threw that chopstick?
After they ate, Liz's dad excused himself to talk with some friends. That's when the bill came, along with the fortune cookies.
Oh, perfect. Now I can see what's going to happen.
Liz, you are not going to read that, are you?
Oh, no. I spilled the salt.
So?
Oh, that's bad luck.
Bad luck.
Let's see.
Oh, Liz, no, wait, not over that shoulder. No.
Hey, he just threw that salt. Did you see that? No. Oh, I'm getting away.
You will need to make a decision quickly. I told you these things worked. I'll see ya.
Liz, hey, you get back here right now.
Become part of the Bible story. And listen as the greatest stories of the Bible come to life.
Jesus, wake up, Master! Help us!
Master, wake up!
Master!
We're gonna drown!
Help us, please!
Don't you even care?
Check out Kids Corner's Bible Stories podcast, an immersive audio drama series.
But he's alive. He sat here among us. He walked with us.
Close your eyes and listen to biblical characters telling their part in God's big story.
A lion! I call upon the name of the Lord of hosts.
Choose from over 50 stories spanning from creation.
And light started shining. God looked at the light and saw that it was good.
Through the history of the early church.
There was a noise from heaven, like the sound of a mighty wind.
Well, Paul, what should we do now?
Each story has a devotional with memory verses and Bible readings to help you take a deep dive into Scripture. Check out our Bible Stories podcast.
He's alive! Lazarus is alive!
At kidscorner.net.
Yes! Jesus, yes!
And discover your place in God's big story.
Lucille couldn't stop thinking about Liz and how superstitious he'd become. But it wasn't just Liz.
What a bee!
Cammy, are you okay?
No.
You look kinda, green.
I don't mean to be rude, but I am a chameleon, remember?
Oh, yeah, I guess what I mean is you look kind of sick.
You would be too if you just got a bee on a science test.
Oh,
I know it has nothing to do with breaking that mirror.
Not at all.
Well, at least I thought it didn't.
You mean the pop quiz Miss Waddle gave when everybody was talking?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was not prepared for that quiz.
Well, quiz or no quiz, I'm glad to get out of the classroom. Those kids from the soccer team are a little...
pungent?
Yeah, the whole room was really stinky.
Hey, girls. What's up?
Oh, hi, Maury.
Hi.
Is it true that your team has chosen not to wash their jerseys?
Yeah, we've got a 4-game winning streak. Don't want to break that up.
I can't understand how dirty garments will bring victory. Huh? Though, I have wondered about such things since I broke that mirror.
Oh, I hear that can really be bad luck.
Oh, nonsense. Cammy, you need to read a book I have about the subject.
Oh, I'd love to. I'll go to the library right now. What's the title?
It's called The Bible. And I can get you one whenever you want.
A Bible?
Yeah, there's a verse in Proverbs. I found it last night. It says, make your motions and cast your votes, but God has the final say. It means God is in control and not silly
little... Light, look at the time.
What?
I need to go. See you, Lucille, Maury.
Bye, Cammy.
Wowee, I've never seen her move that fast.
A few days later, Liz and Lucille got together at Daddy-O's to talk and enjoy some delicious treats.
Smells a lot better in here than it does in school, huh?
Ooh, I'll say. Oh, there's Maury.
Oh, hey, Maury.
Hi, Liz, Lucille.
I like your new shirt.
Oh, it's not new. Just clean.
So how did the game go yesterday?
We lost big time.
Oh, no. Maury, what happened?
Well, we not only had the tradition going of wearing the same jerseys,
uh-huh.
We were eating spaghetti just before every game.
Oh, no. Don't tell me somebody broke the chain?
Yep. One of the moms brought chicken fingers instead.
Oh, Maury, you didn't lose because of what you ate. You lost because the other team scored more goals than you did.
Yeah, but the reason they scored that many was that we didn't eat our lucky meal.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, Liz, Maury, I can't believe you guys.
What?
I mean, what's happened to your faith in God?
Hey, I believe in God.
Yeah, me too.
Well, not if you think a team loses because it eats chicken instead of spaghetti.
Oh, come on, Lucille.
When we trust in God, we don't need all that other stuff. It's like the story we talked about last week when Joshua had the choice to go along with the crowd or trust in God. He chose God.
Did he eat spaghetti too?
Yeah.
Hey, Maury, I need to talk with you.
Me?
Yeah, get over here.
Oh, boy. I wish I had my lucky rabbit's foot. I can't find it anywhere.
You'll be fine, Maury. You'll be okay.
Okay, yes. Now, Maury, I need to talk with you about something very important. It's about the game tomorrow, see?
I wonder
now,
what Skink wants. You know,
Liz, I have something for you. I bought it at the grocery store today.
A box of fortune cookies?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. This is like a whole year's worth. Thanks, Lucille.
Well, it's not a present.
Oh.
It's to show you something. Open it.
Okay. Well, let's see what this one says. You will prosper if you stay diligent. Oh, cool. That means I'm going to get a good grade in science after all.
Open another one, Liz.
Okay. Someone close to you brings good news.
Now listen to this one. Your life will be enhanced by prudent decisions.
I don't get it, Lucille. These could all be true.
Right. But these fortunes are not for just you, Liz.
What?
They're for anybody.
What?
They're just from a grocery store. Now why would you trust words inside a cookie more than you would trust what God has written down for you?
I gotta go, Lucille.
Liz, wait a minute.
No. I've got a lot to think about.
Superstitions follow me like a black cat walking down the street. Superstitious all the time, I won't step on a white chalk line. Spill some salt, throw it over, find four-leaf clover, knock on wood, break a mirror, and don't touch that horseshoe over there. Because it's mine. Yeah, it's mine. Superstitions everywhere, like empty moving rocking chair. Walk around the ladder, step aside, shut umbrellas when you're inside. Oh, look, there's a penny. Let's hope we find a many. But beware of next Friday, 'cause it's the 13th. Yes, and you know what that means. Yeah. You know. Friday the 13th. Triskaidekaphobia. I'm scared of good of Friday. Now here's a truth that's from above. You need to choose between luck and love. It's better to hold the hand of God than a rabbit's foot, 'cause that's really odd. For God is a lover and cares for your mother. Well, you can freely travel the sidewalk of life, 'cause a little crack in the sidewalk, well, it won't hurt you or your mother or anybody else, 'cause God is in control. Superstitious. You don't have to care about Friday the 13th. Bring it on. You don't have to throw salt over your shoulder. Put on your french fries. Maybe some corn on the cob. You see that black kitty over there? I'm not afraid of you, 'cause God has got me right in the palm of his hand. I'm right there. Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Liz thought a long time about what Lucille said, and he decided he had to talk with Maury the next day at the soccer game.
Hey, Lacerda!
Hi, Skink. I didn't know you liked soccer.
I don't, but I do like winning money.
What?
And I've got a bundle riding on the Salamanders.
You do?
Yeah, And you know what today is, don't ya?
It's Friday.
Yeah, but not just any Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Bad luck day for Maury and his team.
You know, I don't think I believe that anymore, Skate.
Hey, listen, Liz Erardo. Don't try to do anything to reverse the curse. You got me?
Has it ever occurred to you that it's Friday the 13th for both teams?
Hey, all I know is that you better keep your nose out of the team's business or else.
Liz had a big decision to make. He thought it over and approached the team's bench.
Excuse me, guys.
Liz, what are you doing here?
Well, I just want to tell all of you something about, well...
Hi, Liz. What's up?
Cammy?
Yeah, she's our official scorekeeper.
Oh.
Hey, what's Skink doing over there?
Oh, yeah, look, I don't have a lot of time, but I need to tell you guys that... It's not your jerseys. Huh? It's not spaghetti.
Huh?
It's not throwing salt over your shoulder or anything else like that. Mm-hmm. It's practice and hard work and playing as a team that will make you win.
That's true.
So what you're saying is you don't think the chicken fingers had anything?
No, it had nothing to do with your losing, Maury. Mm-hmm. In fact, here's your rabbit's foot. I kind of borrowed it, sorry.
So that's where it went.
Yeah, see, I bought into the whole superstition thing. Mm. And now I understand that if we choose to serve God, our lives are in His hands. Luck has nothing to do with it.
Here, Liz. I don't think I'll be needing this anymore.
Your rabbit's foot?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Come on, guys. Let's work together and score some goals. We don't need luck. What do you say?
It was a close game until the very end, when Maury and his teammates worked together to score the winning goal against the Salamanders. Everybody was excited and happy for the team. Everybody, except for Skink.
You know, Liz Erardo, maybe we could be pals after all.
Pals? You mean you're not upset about my pep talk to the players?
I'd watch out if I were you, Liz.
I'd hire a bodyguard.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
Come, let's stand over here.
Well, by the ladder? What for?
Oh, I don't know. It just seems like a good place to have a little talk.
Okay.
You know, I think it was brave of you to talk to your buddies before the game.
I don't get it. You mean you're not mad at me?
Mad?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No way. You got guts. In fact, I'll bet you're so daring that you'd even walk under this ladder.
The ladder?
Yeah. Show me how brave you are, Liz Erardo. Show me that you're not afraid of bad luck.
Well,
walk under the ladder, Liz. You're not chicken, are you?
No. No, Skink. I'm not chicken.
Well, then do it.
And I'm especially not afraid of silly superstitions.
Well, there you go.
I choose to believe in God. And my life and everything that happens is in His hands. So, is this what you want me to do?
Yeah, walk right in between those parts of the ladder. Right there.
Okay.
No, wait, no, go back to the other
way. There's a bucket
up there.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
It's tipping.
Oh. It's tipping the wrong ball.
Perfect. Yeah, I thought it was supposed
I'm
to
dying.
Be poured on the winning team, but look who got it.
Liz, I should have known something would have gone wrong. It's Friday the 13th.
Well, Liz, I just got one thing to say.
Yes, Maury?
As for me and my team, I think you made a good choice.
Aw, yeah. Thanks.
With his friend's help, Liz finally saw the truth, that all of our life is in God's hands, and luck has nothing to do with it. Make sure that you choose to follow God. Superstitions will change over time, but God and His love for you never will.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank
you. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry and Robert Sutherland. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.